anyone who even in meditation offers a drop of water to the Lord's lotus feet becomes purified. What benefit then is attained by someone who directly bathes the Lord? A person who in meditation bathes the Lord is never punished by Yamaraj, the Lord of Death. As if he bathes the Lord directly. Srivas Thakur's servants and maidservants carried thousands of water pots from the Ganga. The spiritual benefit they attained by assisting was the same as attained by the devotees who were directly bathing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There was one fortunate girl, a maidservant of Srivas Thakur, whose name was Dukhi, which means unhappy. And she was busily carrying water with great devotion. And seeing her, Lord Chaitanya said, "Bring more water, bring more water." And noting her devotion, Lord Chaitanya destroyed her Dukhi name, her unhappy name. And he renamed her Suki, happy. The devotees, they chanted more and more Vedic mantras after bathing the Lord. Then they wiped his limbs dry and they clothed him in new garments. Then they took splendid and fragrant sandalwood paste. They anointed the Lord's entire body. Then, after cleansing the throne of Lord Vishnu in the altar room, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down upon his own throne. Nityananda held an umbrella over Lord Chaitanya's head. And one fortunate devotee gracefully moved a chamara whisk. And all the devotees began bringing ingredients for worship. And they began to worship Lord Chaitanya's feet, offering him the ingredients of padya, argya, achamaniya, fragrances, flowers, incense, lamps, food, garments, and a sacred thread.